radio station you can hear loud and clear day and night on FM. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Getting our 80s on because Tommy G, Tom Grassman from the Brat Pack in the studio. How are you?
Hey
now, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
And you're looking good. I wish all the listeners could see.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah.
This coming from you, who's always on stage, rocking it out.
Well, I got a face for radio.
Kicking
butt.
I'm
feeling good.
Well, thanks for coming in. I know you've got the big gig coming up at the Urbana Sweet Corn Festival.
Yeah.
And there's a bombshell announcement that you want to make. But first, let's just talk about the Sweet Corn Festival and you guys being on the main stage. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. We did it last year. It feels great. I think we're kicking the whole thing off. I think we're the first band.
Yes. Friday, what, 5:40? What time do you guys hit the stage?
5:30 to 6:15. A whopping 45 minutes of action-packed 80s adventure
power hour. Does it ever surprise you that people just don't get tired of the 80s music?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
The music's so good.
Every time. You guys were at one of the downtown Champaign festivals this summer.
Couple.
And yeah, and I mean, it's just, the place is packed.
Oh,
whenever,
yeah.
Wherever you guys are, there are a lot of people. The party is where you guys are.
Oh, shucks.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, well, you know, the music of the 80s is, it's very danceable. A lot of silliness, a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
We try to tap into that. So.
Yeah. What's your favorite 80s song? So, you know, there's so many of them, but, you know, when it comes to jamming out, you know, you get to do your thing.
I got it. Panama, Van Halen.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes sense.
I'm a David Lee Roth guy. Wow.
All right. So what is this bombshell announcement? What is this bomb that
we're
you're going
to
drop?
Right to, can I do something else first, though?
Yeah, you bet.
Something else important I wanted to take care of.
Okay.
I saw on the Facebook your poster that it was National Sponge Cake Day, so I brought you some Twinkies.
You brought me Twinkies? Oh, my gosh.
What a nice guy.
A gift-bearing guest. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it is National Sponge Cake Day.
Yeah, and you said you wanted Twinkies on the Facebook.
I did say that. I was craving it, and here we go.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you. It's awfully thoughtful of you.
Oh, yeah.
I'll wait until after our interview.
Yeah, probably not good for on-air consumption.
I'll tell you what, I haven't had a Twinkie in forever. Did you get yourself some, too?
No.
Oh, well, then I'll split
thought we were
this
share.
With you. Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's what we'll do before you go. All
what
right.
A nice guy.
Well, my big news.
Yeah, what is your big news?
Is that this is my last weekend with the Brat Pack.
Wait, that's sad news.
What?
Don't start crying.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you why.
Because how long have you been with them?
We just became friends, and now we're leaving.
We can still be friends. Well, I started the band 15 years ago.
15 years ago?
It was the summer of 1996.
Wow.
And I've been doing it for 15 years, and I think ultimately the main reason is that there is a very high level of commitment that is required for that band, because we're all working musicians.
Yeah.
And I'm just at a point in my life where I just can't be that committed to it anymore, and I didn't want to hold them up.
Okay.
So I decided to step out of the way, and then our bass player, Guido, he's following me because we got some new bands and stuff that we're doing. So.
Oh, wow.
And I got a bar, and I got kids, and, you know.
But this isn't, and we'll get to that, but this doesn't mean it's the end of the Brat Pack.
Oh, no,
it's
they're
just
still,
the end of the Brat Pack as most of us know it.
They're still playing. They got one of my good friends, Mike Ingram, is going to be one of the new singers, I'm told, and he's awesome.
He's so good.
Oh, yeah, we love Mike. And he's handsome. Mm. He's more handsome than me.
A handsome feller.
So it's like a step up.
Okay. Oh, well, whatever. Okay, come on.
We hired Mike at a neighborhood party last summer, and he was so good.
Yeah. He's a great entertainer, and the band is still going to go on. The Brat Pack will continue to play. They've got some great new musicians, and the party never stops.
But you are still in the band for this weekend's festivities.
My last weekend. Yeah, we have the
Sweet Corn Festival
on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The
Crazy K.
Car X
dealio.
Which I'm looking forward to seeing
on Saturday.
That.
Yeah, what time are you playing there?
We play 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right, see, I'm running at 10 a.m.
Are you?
So maybe I'll come over and dance around all
muddy.
What
team are you on for that?
The Real Housewives of CU.
You are kidding me.
I didn't pick the name out. I just with an all-girl group.
Oh, that's awesome. The Real Housewives of CU. Okay.
I already hate it.
They're going to be beating each other up and calling each other names. They won't even be participating.
Well, we do have one guy on our team, too. So.
Okay.
Lucky man.
Yeah.
All right. So this weekend, the last weekend to see Tommy G and Guido, founding members of the Brat Pack, performing with the Brat Pack.
Now, do you guys still do costumes?
Oh, yeah.
Every time?
Yeah.
I feel like there was a time or two maybe that I saw you without costume.
I have never, ever walked on the Brat Pack stage without dressing completely 80s.
Some kind
80s.
Of an 80s.
Lately, I've been rolling with the Hulk Hogan.
Well, maybe I just thought it was your normal
Hulk Hogan.
Dress.
Yeah, I got the Hulk Hogan cutoff tee and the Hulk Hogan bandana.
Yeah.
And the acid wash jeans. Thrill. Real classy.
What about, did you like playing at the Broomcorn Festival over the years down in Arcola?
We have done the Broomcorn Festival in Arcola.
Because every year people are like, I wish the Brat Pack was here.
Yeah.
But you guys aren't really there anymore.
Well, I wish we could be in all those places at the same time.
There's only so much that you guys can do, huh?
Yeah.
All right. More with Tommy G here in a second. First, let's do a weather check. It's your Connect FM 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Today, partly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms, high 85, low 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 40 degrees, high of 92, low of 67. Thursday, very sunny, high 84, low 61. The current temperature is 8 degrees at Connect FM.
And it is 12:37. Tom Grassman, Tommy G from the Brat Pack hanging out here. I mean, if you've been with the Brat Pack for 15 years, the bombshell announcement, if you're just tuning in, he and Guido, the founding members of the Brat Pack, are going to be leaving. And we're going to find out what you're going to be doing here in the future in just a moment. But, you know, you've got new members who are going to, the Brat Pack will live on without you. But, you know, 15 years, are you having some kind of a party with some folks? Are you going to be reflecting? Do you think you'll get teary-eyed, misty-eyed?
Well, there's no gold watch.
No. Okay.
No, you know, we originally, I think we, you know, we kind of thought, let's just kind of keep it quiet. We've done that for the most part up until now.
Okay.
I just kind of wanted to give people, like, one more chance. You know, I didn't want this to go by and just kind of quietly sweep it under the rug.
Right.
And I think people, you know, should know, and they probably want to know.
Yeah.
And give them one last chance to come out and check it out. And now everybody can be looking forward to the Brat Pack Phase 2.
Right.
And have something to look forward to. But, not really having a party. I mean, every show for us is a party. So
that's true.
In that regard, we're going out with a
bang.
With a triple shot weekend.
That's awesome. Well, okay, so let's talk about what you're going to be doing next, because you and Guido have started up a new band.
Right.
And it's called 90s Daughter.
Yeah. We've actually been doing it for a couple of years now. So we've been around just sort of playing when the Brat Pack wasn't.
Okay.
That we're going to pick that up a little more now, and it's, you know, we do 90s and current stuff, and it's party band.
It's kind of cool.
Amy Mitchell's our singer. She's powerhouse vocalist. It's, you know, fun. Same stuff.
All right.
Different day.
Just different, a different decade.
Different genre. Yeah, different decade.
What are you going to do with all your 80s stuff now, all your 80s garb?
You know, I have a whole closet full, and it mocks me now. I walk in there, I'm like, what am I going to do with all? I'm not the Karate Kid. I mean, is that... Can I do that anymore? Marty McFly?
I guess you've got Halloween costumes for years to come.
Yeah,
you can always just be an 80s character.
I do.
All right, so the other thing is that you and your wife are the new owners of Boomerangs in Urbana?
Boomerangs Bar and Grill, 1309 East Washington, 239 Rang.
When did that happen?
Boomerangbarandgrill.com. We took over the first of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, top of the year, man. Things have just been taking off like a rocket ship. And
I just don't know anything about what's going on in your life. Jeez, I feel like I'm catching up on all of this.
I got two little girls, so I got plenty of things, man.
Plenty of things to keep
live
you busy.
Live karaoke band is still playing.
Okay.
We've been around for about 8 years now. And
yeah. That's dueling guitars, you do that over at Jupiter the Crossing in
tonight.
Champaign.
Tonight.
Okay, that's tonight.
Yeah, we were just on, they did a feature on us on Channel 15 this weekend.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
is
really
that you
cool.
and Jim Beam?
No, Dave Cooper and Jesse Francis from the Feud and Hillbillies.
Okay.
And myself.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's all request show. It's just we only play what people request of us, and it gets ridiculous sometimes. I mean, they...
What are some of the most...
Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus, and I'm... Hands up, hands on, gonna fly away.
Ryan's jamming over
beat
there.
Yeah. My hips.
Let's
like
dance. Dance party.
So people just throw out a request and you guys can do it.
You know, we pride ourselves on being able to do just about anything. We have what we do is we use the internet to look up songs we don't know. So if we don't know the words, I have my computer.
Just
type them up.
There you go.
Here's the words. Here's the chords. You know, usually we're pretty good about faking the music part, and we just have fun with it.
That's pretty incredible. I mean, but that really is a testament to you and your ability to do that. Because, not everybody could just play anything and everything.
Now.
Well, come on. I got to give compliment where compliment is due, right?
Shucks.
All right. Okay. Anything else going on in your life that we don't know about?
Well, you know, I'd like to say that I have a different band for every day of the week. But, you know, I'm doing a solo show over in Decatur once a month and just trying to stay busy. You know, I don't know
how you do it all.
Oh, I got a real good gig coming up. Live karaoke band has been playing the Chicago Blackhawks convention every year for the past 3 years. And they just hired us to play their opening of their training camp. They have a training camp festival.
Okay.
So September 17th, we're playing up at the United Center in Chicago for the Blackhawks. And they're great to work with.
That would be great.
They've had some of the players get up and sing with us. And
oh, really? And do some karaoke.
Yeah. We were there last year. We played the convention when they won the Stanley Cup. And, man, what a party that was. So.
Well, I don't know how you do it all. How do you do it all? How are you not, like, constantly tired? Clean living.
Yeah.
I gotcha. That allows you to be able to have the energy you need to get it all done. Okay.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Right.
I would imagine
Twinkies.
Twinkies, yes. We'll have Twinkies. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us. One more time, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking with Tommy G from, a lot of people know him from the Brat Pack, among other things. But the fact that this is his last weekend, along with Guido's last weekend with the Brat Pack, although the Brat Pack will go on.
Yep.
And so if you want to see the original band all together, well, kind of the practically.
Yeah.
The founders together one last time. See him at the Sweet Corn Festival Friday on stage at what time again?
5:30.
And then at the CarX Crazy K event out at the fairgrounds from 10 to 2.
Yep. And then we're going to be at the Lincoln Balloon and Arts Festival about 8 p.m.
Is that right?
In Lincoln.
Lincoln, Illinois, my hometown.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Home That's of always the National Weather Service.
National Weather Service.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
Yes.
And, you know, like I say, the Brat Pack's going to go on. Guido and I are going to be doing 90s Daughter.
Right.
You can find us on Facebook or at 90sdaughter.com.
Okay.
Live karaoke band, also on Facebook. Dueling Guitars. Everything's on Facebook.
Yeah. Or just find Tom Grassman on Facebook.
Yeah.
I got that, too.
I'm everywhere.
You are. And let's have a Twinkie now, shall we?
Ooh.
It's National Sponge Cake Day. Thank you for the Twinkies.
Yeah.
We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.